Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We begin with team news ahead of today's 12:30 kickoff when City head to Bramall Lane to face Sheffield United. Nathan Ake and Gabriel Jesus could be fit to return for the Citizens, while Aymeric Laporte is under consideration for only his second league game of the season. Pep Guardiola remains without Sergio Aguero, Fernandinho and Benjamin Mendy. Moving on, and Barca presidential candidate Victor Font stated this week he intends to lure Guardiola back to the Camp Nou should he succeed Josep Maria Bartomeu, who stepped down along with the entire board on Wednesday ahead of a vote of no confidence. Guardiola won 3 La Liga titles and 2 Champions League crowns during a trophy-laden spell in charge of the Catalan Giants between 2008 and 2012. The 49-year-old is into his 5th season with City, more than he's managed at any previous club, but is due to be out of contract at the conclusion of the current campaign. Despite not yet opening talks with the club over fresh terms, however, Guardiola has insisted he's open to staying on at the Etihad beyond the end of 2020-21. He said, "I'm incredibly happy here. I'm delighted to be in Manchester and hopefully I can do a good job this season to stay longer." And finally, Inter Milan are ready to offer Alessandro Bastoni a new contract, with word that Manchester City are keen to push for the Italian defender. The 21-year-old's current deal runs until 2023, but his agent has been in contact with the likes of Giuseppe Marotta and Pierre Auxilio regarding a new deal. And it's reported that the club have made it clear they're ready to offer a new deal that would run until 2025. City boss Guardiola has reportedly shown interest in landing the Italian, but Inter are hoping these expedited talks will help put an end to their pursuit. That's all for now. We'll have more later.